This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending the 19th of January, 2018. Well, I'm recording this on the 18th because I leave for Vancouver's Resource Investment Conference tomorrow morning. And I'm going to do a little different on this weekly perspective. I'm going to make this one just silver. So let's get started. First thing is the outlook for silver in 2018. This is from Silver Market Trends, and silver demand from industrial applications is basically representing about 60% of the total market in 2017 and is expected to continue to grow in 2018. Due to silver's unrivaled electrical conductivity, it will continue to play a vital role in major industry sectors that are moving towards increased electrification, such as automotive. A strong increase in demand from small to large solar panels across the globe has boosted demand for silver in photovoltaic applications, reaching an estimated 92 million ounces in 2017 and expected to increase another 4% in 2018. And I'll go on record saying I think 2018 will probably be the peak as far as silver demand in solar panels, but of course that remains to be determined. Looking on the investment side, coin demand was about half of what it was the previous year in 2017. In other words, 2017's coin demand was about one half of what it was in 2016. Much of the weakness was concentrated in the United States, where a buoyant stock market and parabolic increases in the cryptocurrencies diverted some capital away from the precious metals. With equity and bond markets in expensive territory and Bitcoin stratospheric increase taking a breather during the beginning of 2018, we might see some investment flow back into the precious metals, particularly silver, this year. The silver exchange-traded products, most of you know them as ETFs, or actually can be called ETPs, hit a record high of 670 million ounces in 2017. Since the introduction in 2002 with the SLV, the exchange-traded products have recorded a small decline in annual holdings only twice, indicating the stickiness of their nature among investors. Of course, there's something that goes on beyond that, and I will fail to mention that at this point in time. On the supply side, global supply fell perhaps 1% in 2016. The first annual decline following 14 years of consecutive growth. In 2017, that trend continued, with mine output expected to contract by about 2% in 2017. Silver scrap supply improved, meaning it was increased from 2016 into 2017. On stronger recycling waste generated from the manufacturing process. And the silver price fell just 0.5% in 2017 to an average price of $17.05 the ounce. And this year, meaning 2018, we expect it to be volatile and, of course, biased to the upside. So that's kind of an overview of what went on last year in the silver market and a little bit of an outlook for what is going on at this point in time. Continuing on with the silver market, before I read you this letter, I want to make very, very clear to everybody that's listening to this podcast or watching the video that the Morgan Report looks at all aspects of all the markets in the minerals, which means precious metals, base metals, rare earth elements, the energy metals like cobalt, lithium, some of the otter metals like iridium, uranium, that type of thing. So there isn't really an element out there that's on the periodic chart that we don't cover and cover well. We were hearing a lot about the zinc shortage. We were on that, but I don't want to talk too much about that. I just want to make clear because this letter deals with silver only, and a lot of people that aren't members of the Morgan Report think that that's all we deal with, and that's far from the truth. However, this guy is really a silver bug, and here's what he had to say. I've been deeply interested in the silver market since 2008. For the last 10 continuous years, I have read, listened to, analyzed, and talked to as many silver experts in the world as I could. Since 2013, I've been managing my own private investment fund full-time. I've probably talked track the performance, integrity, and accuracy of 100 of the top so-called analysts, pundits, researchers, newsletter writers, and promoters since that date, and have now reduced the list of people I follow closely down to literally a handful. David Morgan and his team and his Morgan Report are absolutely one of these. The Morgan Report is the only newsletter I know that gives a silver investor absolutely everything he needs. I get direct access to David through email twice a month. Remember, this is a paid member. I get handpicked monthly shortlist of prime mining company recommendations to buy, sell, along with David's specific investment strategy. The superb monthly reports are as good, if not better, than anything available from the investment market that I've seen, and I get sporadic as well as when required trading videos that are sent out to me on all important market topics. And it's not him specifically, it's for the premium members. This is wrapped up in a superb price. TMR is an incredible value for the money, absolutely, but I'm not going to take time to describe it. It's already described on our sales page. Lastly, I would say there is no one I know of that's managed to call so many major price tops and bottoms in the silver market as David Morgan. Now, I'm sure there's some out there that say, oh, BS, and certainly I've not got it right 100% of the time, but people that aren't on the inside aren't on the inside. What I do in a public forum might be a week before it's posted on the web or whatever. It's kind of a general thing, whereas when you're paying me, I show you specifics. Anyway, moving on. In 2011, David was screaming from the rooftop to sell silver at US 48 when nearly everyone else was calling for triple-digit silver. TMR is an absolute must subscription if you want to make money in the silver space, which after 10 years of personal study, I would say is as big an opportunity as anything I've ever seen, James K. So thank you, James, for that. And I will move on to some more information. So I've got two really interesting speculations. Most of you probably heard of the one I have talked about again and again and again. So let me mention briefly that this company is going to be entering the Disrupting Mining Challenge, which showcases ideas designed to unlock new opportunities and accelerate solutions to some of the mining industry's biggest challenges and opportunities. Collaboration and transformation happen when people with exponential technologies and rogue ideas across all sectors are encouraged to disrupt the status quo in mining and give direct access to industry-leading decision makers. The Disrupt Mining Challenge accelerates mining innovation by bringing diversity, brilliant minds together to provide raw materials that propel modern society. So I'm going to stop there. Most of you know I have a situation and many of you have figured it out, and that's fine. Good for you. But there is an arbitrage opportunity you probably aren't aware of how to do it or what it entails if you don't have a membership of the Morgan Report. But this is an opportunity, and the stock, unfortunately or not, regardless, is above the buy limit that I had for quite some time. In fact, I moved the buy limit up once. I may or may not do it again. I'm not sure, but we do get new members all the time. This is one of those situations where it's kind of performing like Bitcoin presently, but it's a very tightly held stock because people that have it know what's really, really going on. And I'm the only one covering this story except for one other that did a brief on it, and it didn't seem to do much at that time, but his write-up was actually fairly accurate. I'm not going to criticize him too much. He's a pretty smart guy. So that's one opportunity. The other opportunities, what almost everybody in the newsletter industry strives to do, and there's very few that know what they're doing. There's a lot that know how to write great ad copy and get large subscriber bases and upsell them and all that stuff, and I'm just not that good at it, to be honest, and some days I wish I was, but that's not who I am and what I'm about. So anyway, this is one of the few, and I own it, and I own the other one, by the way, so let's full disclosure that, but this company just came out with a press release. This is an exploration situation, and they drilled a hole several meters, not 1 meter or half a foot or some of the stuff we get these outrageous grade, but this was several meters grading over 50 ounces of silver, about 2% copper, about the same amount of lead, about 3% zinc. And this is fitting the model. I talked to the CEO and IR guy, and of course, I'm very friendly with the geologist, as I am with many of them. And so the bottom line is this. If you put all those grades together for the silver, the copper, the lead, and the zinc, and you added it up, you would have about $1,000 more, $1,000 per ton rock at today's prices. So today's prices for zinc, which is up, lead, copper, and silver, that is $1,000 per ton. Now, this is a drill hole. I'm not trying to say this is like the biggest discovery ever. although it wouldn't surprise me. Coming back to reality, if you look at a gold mine that's just making it, that's about 1 gram the ton, which is about $40 per ton. This is $1,000 per ton. What company do you think you're going to make more money with? A company that can that's producing the material, that's a commodity that's coveted, that's worth $40 per ton, or one that's worth $1,000 per ton? So this is another one that this just came out, the 18th came out today. The market will be paying more attention to it. The volume increased somewhat today, and the price went up. And these are small companies, so remember that. So those are two. I really think that this is time for people that are kind of on the fence or maybe made a big Bitcoin score or whatever to get off that fence, climb down, get real, and get with something real, because this opportunity for 2018 in the precious metals is one that very few people are seeing right now. If you've been in the sector before, it's probably time to get back in. And if you're scared of it, then put a big toe in the water. In other words, as a metaphor, just expose yourself to something. What most people don't know is how critical in a currency crisis the precious metals become and how much opportunity there is by not owning a golden egg, but owning the goose that lays the golden egg again and again and again. And that's what some of these, very few of these mining opportunities represent. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm very serious about it, and I don't get it right 100% of the time, but I get it right more often than almost anyone else, believe it or not. Most of the criticism that I get that's on the web and in the comment section are people that have never paid me a dime, but they know everything about me. They know everything about my picks. They know everything I've done. They know everything. And that's just absolutely ridiculous. So I'm going to say a couple more things and close out. So if you're interested in subscribing to Morgan Report, of course, you can always go to our page and become a member. But it's also an easier way if you wish, and that is to just call. And that's 480-325-0230. Again, that's 480-325-0230. You can call during normal business hours and get your information over the phone. If not, you can sign up on the web. That's fine. And I want to stop here and just leave a couple quotes for thought. And this one's on democracy. Secrecy and a free democratic government don't mix. Harry Truman, 1974. Television is democracy at its ugliest. Paddy Chayefsky, New York Times, 1976. A couple thoughts there. And I wish everyone, again, a happy new year and a very prosperous one. I, again, repeating, think that the opportunity in the metals is here and now. Is it going to be like unbelievably Bitcoinish type of a year? Absolutely not. It's going to be a year where the smart money, a lot of it has already shifted into the metals. And it's early on. So it's time to really build a position. And remember, I only advocate putting about 20% of your funds into this sector, which leaves about 80% to do other things with: real estate, your own business, higher education, bond market, which I wouldn't touch, but if that's your thing, fine. So this is a kind of a hedge position, and also some of these swing for the fence opportunities. So that's it. I'll be with you next week with kind of a normal weekly perspective, but this week was all about silver. Two opportunities in the Morgan Report. Both are probably unknown by most in the industry, but believe me, you'll hear about both of them from other newsletter writers at a far higher price once these things cannot and will not be overlooked, especially disruptive mining one. This thing is really a game changer, and I know I've said that often, but facts are the facts. Goodbye until next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.